It's time for Benedictine Raven Basketball on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7 FM, presented by our title sponsor, Hamada Wealth Management. Listen as Tom and Gus Counts bring you live play-by-play coverage and in-game analysis all season long. Stay tuned. Our coverage begins right after these messages from Hamada Wealth Management. Are you confused about the stock market? Do you feel like you're taking too much risk? Do you just feel lost at times on what to do? If you are looking for investment guidance in these uncertain times, Hamada Wealth Management is here to assist. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management has been helping retirees with their income and retirement plans for over 24 years. If you are looking for some direction with your investment and retirement portfolio, they invite you to give them a call. They'll be happy to sit down and review your financial goals. Make sure your investments are in tune with your objectives. And finally, make sure you're not taking too much risk. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's important to not just make money, but preserve it. To schedule your income and retirement plan review, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Ashes in Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
Your only source for local daily news, along with weather, sports, and the best mix of hit country. This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods and great beer, wine, and spirits, you always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Hey, welcome back. You thought we'd had all the fun you could stand, right? Well, no, there's more. Benedict and Lady Ravens with a huge win in Game 1 this afternoon. Let's see if the guys can make it a Raven road sweep as the Benedict and Ravens in Dubuque, Iowa, getting set to play the Clark University Pride. Welcome back, everybody, with Joseph producing and engineering and all of that stuff that he does back at the Care Radio Sports Studio. Joseph, well done. Always well done. Tom Couch with you here to describe the game. And first of all, congratulations again to the BC Lady Ravens on a huge win in Game 1 here this afternoon. Now, in the second game, it's the Benedictine guys getting set to go at it. And Benedictine with Clark, it's kind of a different scenario, I think, in a lot of ways. Clark, the number one team in the conference on the ladies' side, but not so much on the guys' side as Clark, in fact, is on the other end of the spectrum. They come into the ball game this afternoon. Clark does at 1-11 in the conference, and overall 3-13 on the season. And say what, Benedictine comes into the game. Ravens an improving team in the conference right now. They are 3-10, 4-13, but it just feels like they're right there on the cusp, on the verge, ready for some really, really big things to happen for them. Let's see if all of that begins here this afternoon. Let's take a look at the starters. First of all, for Clark, under 10-season head coach Jim Blaine, Clark is going to be starting Biggie Luster. Big is a 6'2" junior from Rockford, Illinois. Chris Burnell, he's a senior at 6'3", also from Rockford, Illinois. They went to different high schools. Anthony Eddy is a senior. He's 6'2" from Byron, Illinois. A hometown guy from Dubuque. It's 6'3" senior Daquan Lewis. And rounding it out from North Sioux City, South Dakota, at 6'9", Jack Lehman. For the Benedictine Ravens, and head coach Ryan Moody. Coach Moody in his 11th season. BC's going to switch up the starters just maybe a tiny bit as they're going to start Ezra today. Ezra Vigampa is 6'1" junior from Wellington, New Zealand. Also in the starting rotation then for Benedictine, the names that you're expecting to see out there like Preston Reynolds from Leawood, Kansas, Shawnee Mission East High School, a 6'5" sophomore. you'll find Bryson LaRue, the 6'2 sophomore from Lee's Summit, Missouri. Braden Belt, Andover Central product, 6'1" senior from Andover, Kansas. And at the 5 this afternoon for Coach Moody will be Gino Corridori. Gino is 6'8" from Littleton, Colorado, and he is a junior. Benedictine in the traveling black uniforms with red lettering and trim. For Clark, it's going to be those home whites, and they've got gold and black lettering and trim, kind of in keeping with the gold and black motif when they changed the logo from Crusaders some years ago to now the Pride in the Lion. So here we go. The ball goes up the tip of the way. It's going to be controlled down by Clark. They'll have the initial possession of the afternoon, and we're underway. Men's college basketball here this afternoon on CARE Radio. So glad to have you with us. K-A-I-R-F-M, Horton Atchison, the ball over to the right side. Clark being really patient, has not put a shot away yet, and the shot clock is at single digits. Here's Biggie with it. Luster swings it on top. Shot clock's at 5, at 4. Now they're going to have to take just a bad shot, falling away. It's not pretty, and the shot's going to miss. And a rebound saved down low. Clark's going to maintain possession. They'll push it back over to the right side. And a shot for 3 fails, and another offensive rebound for Clark. And we still look for our first point of the game, and the Ravens look for their first possession. Pride will take it on the right side, about halfway between the side of the lane and the three-point ring. Here's a fall-away 15-footer. No. And the Ravens will rebound it down finally. Ezra Vicoffa comes up with the board, dumps it over to Preston, back out Ezra. Ezra, 3. Nah, that one wasn't very close. It's very wide to the left side, and it's going to get away and get out of bounds. It'll be Clark basketball. We're just a little over a minute into the ball game, still scoreless. Benedictine at Clark. Vicoffa, Reynolds, LaRue, Belt, and Corridori out there for Coach Moody. Clark will bring it up. They've started the game 0-for-4 shooting the basketball. Here they'll swing around to the right side. Look to the middle. Nothing there. Top side to Luster. Biggie into the lane. Dips it into the corner. Here's a 3. Nope. Rebound. Benedictine and Preston. Reynolds comes up with it. Brings it up the floor. Dumps it over to the right side. And Gino tries to put on a move, but just kind of gets his feet tangled up, falls to the floor, and BC is going to give it back. So Gino Corridori, out top side, thinking he's dribbling the ball like a 2 when he's a 6'8", 5", and it didn't go well. Back up with it will come. Clark, round to the right side. 2 minutes into this scoreless game. Pride with the basketball. They would love to take a win here at home. Wins have been hard to come by for Clark. Here's a shot that misses, and another Preston Reynolds rebound for Benedictine. It'll be his second defensive rebound here in the first couple of minutes of the game. 17:50 to go in the first half. Still no one has put anything on the board yet. Gino will work his way to the right side. Now they'll feed underneath, and a ball's going to be stripped out of Corridori's hands, but lost out of bounds. And once again, as we had a handful of times in the ladies' game, they're going to have to take a little bit of time and chase the basketball down in the cavernous gymnasium here. Again, why you don't put that net down? You save yourself a lot of shoe leather. Here comes Benedictine back out on top. Belt for 3. Nope. Rebound, Clark. So these two teams have combined to go 0-for-8 in the first 2.5 minutes of the game, and we are still scoreless. In front of the BC bench, oh, here's a nice entry pass off the block. Blocked away! The shot was going up from about 3 or 4 feet on the right side, and it was just rejected by Corridori. Benedictine back up the floor. Here's Bryson with it. His pass is batted into the backcourt. Bryson retreats to get that thing back. Kicks it to Corridori. Now to Vicoffa. 3 minutes into the game, still nothing on the board. Escher goes to the right side. Goes to the free throw line. Skips it over. Nothing there for Gino. Back to Ezra. He'll put up the long 2. Missed it. These two teams are now 0-for-10. And here comes Clark. 16:40 to go. First half. Back out on top. Now Clark's just going to back this thing away. They're going to maybe take a little bit of time, run that offense. The crowd somewhat diminished from what it was in game one, in all candor. Here's a straightaway shot for three, no good, and another rebound for Preston Reynolds. That'll be his third defensive rebound already today. Bryson LaRue comes to the top, has the ball knocked away from him, picks it up, trucks to the floor, but is able to swat the ball and get it over to Braden Belt. BC will maintain possession. Belt, a little behind the back pass, kicks it over to the right side. Ezra goes three. There's a bucket. How about that? Ezra Vigalpa with 15:57 to go in the first half puts Benedictine on the board. They lead it 3-0. So with over 4 minutes gone in the game, Clark still hasn't scored. Here's a little behind the back pass, batted away. Ravens are going to come up with it. Here's Vigalpa. Outlets right side. Ravens are going to attack the rim. The shot goes up. It misses. Ezra rebounds it down. Goes to Belt. He'll go three. Knocks it down. Ravens go up six. Braden Belt from outside. 6-0. BC. 15:20 to play in the first half. Clark still looking for a point today. And we're going to get an offensive foul by Clark away from the basketball. And a couple of substitutions come in for BC. Looks like checking into the game. I think I'm seeing Hagen Hilgendorf coming in. Ahmad Lewis also comes in for head coach Ryan Moody. Clark is going to send a couple of guys to the scorer's table as Benedictine comes into the forecourt. Ezra will take a straightie with the top. Thought about taking the three, then thought better of it. Swings it over to the left side. Around to the right. Drive it down to the baseline. The ball's going to be stripped away, lost out of bounds. And they're going to say it's going to be off Benedictine, so the Ravens are going to be guilty of the turnover. Clark is going to bring. Well, I'm not sure who they're bringing in. I'm seeing a five, but mine, that's Lindauer. With the coming into the game. So Lindauer is going to come in for Clark, and also in is going to be Stefan Vasek. So Stefan Vasek is a 6'3" junior from Nova Brazen, Serbia. And I'm sure I've pronounced that horribly. Here's a shot from the left side. Rolls around and in. And Clark's on the board with 14.5 to go. In the first half, Clark gets his first points. Here comes Benedictine. And Corridori, or no, not Corridori, but Hilgendorf was backpedaling and he just kind of toppled over. Looked like a California redwood as his feet got tangled up among themselves and he just kind of fell backward onto the floor and the ball goes out of bounds. And here comes Clark up court with the basketball. Reynolds, Lewis, Jack Vanderwood now in the game for Benedictine, Braden Belt, Hagen Hilgendorf. So there's the five out there for Benedictine. And up the floor, driving shot. It's up and in, but wait a minute. There's a foul. Is it a plus one? Or is it a foul? And no, it's going to be the bucketed one for the Pride. So Vasek hits the shot. The foul is on Hilgendorf. The free throw is up and good. And as quickly as that, Clark is right back in the hunt. It is 6-5. Benedictine by a point. Ravens up the floor. The quick follow-away shot is going to be up and good. Preston Reynolds for two. So Preston leading the team in rebounds. Now, on the board for Benedictine, the Ravens go up 8-5. 13:45 to go in the half. Clipped into the right side. It's going to be Clark. They'll take it to the block. No room there. Pushes it off on top. It's going to be Lindauer. He'll drive into the lane. Shoots over Hilgendorf. And he will spill to the floor. And I suspect Hagen will have picked up foul number two. Hilgendorf has been in the game for literally moments. And that free throw is on Hagen. So he's been on the floor for no time at all. And picks up the personal foul. Clark will be coming to the free throw line. It is 8-5. Free throws up, makes it 8-6. The long look, the second free throw, and it's a one-point game. 8-7 Benedictin. 13:40 to play here in the first half. And Lindauer goes 2-for-2 at the free throw line. BC to the outside again. Reynolds, Lewis, Vanderwood, Belt, Hilgendorf. Shot up for the Ravens. No, tipped out. Jack is going to rebound that thing down. It was just great spot to be in. Here's Ahmad Lewis with it. Ahmad starts into the lane, cuts over to the left, tips to the right foot, puts it out on top. 3-point shot, Jack up, no good. Rebound to go back down. It's going to be Clark and Burnell. Burnell will bring it up the floor in front of the scorer's table. 13 minutes to go in the opening half. Burnell with the ball, looks into the middle, and Chris out of Rockford, Illinois, goes left. 3-point shot, falling away, well short, but the ball tipped around, rolling on the floor. Benedictine picks it up. Here come the Ravens. Right side, deep in the corner. The three. Boom! From way outside. Benedictine for three. My Braden Belt. So Belt will get his second three of the game, making it an 11-7 Raven advantage. We're at the 12.5-minute mark. 3-point shot on the other end. No good. And Hilgendorf will clear down the board. Hilgendorf, now they brought Larry Parker into the game. So you got Parker, LaRue, Vanderwood, Lewis, and Hilgendorf. Kind of a different Benedictine five, and it's the ball up the floor for BC. They're going to stumble a little bit, turn it over, and it will come back to the Pride. Still just over 12 minutes to play in the opening half. Here's what we got going on here. A couple of teams battling for a win. I mean, these teams have had a tough season. Both of them really, really want this win here today. Ravens are 4-10 shooting the ball. Clark is 3-12. And Clark from the outside can't buy one. They are 0-6 three-point shooting already this afternoon. You got to hit a lot of shots in a row to get this back to a respectable number. But here's a baseline driving shot that's going to be up and good and a plus one. So Benedictine not helping themselves any by allowing a good look from the baseline left and arriving late defensively. Foul is going to be on Larry Parker. It'll be his first. And at the free throw line, looking to complete the three-point play. It's good. Give that one to Lindauer. And he is 3-of-3 at the line. Has come off the bench to score 5. And it is 11-10 Benedictine. 11:50 to go in the opening half. Ravens with the basketball out on top of it. It's going to be LaRue over to the left side. Vanderwood, top side, it goes to Hilgendorf. He'll try to back in. Dribbles down the left side, gets doubled up defensively. Back out on top, it's going to come to Parker. Ravens will work their perimeter. Try to drive into the lane. Little skip pass in traffic. It's going to be up and good by Larry. Parker for two. 13-10 Benedict. That was a pretty play, a hard play. A lot of things could go wrong when you do that little skip pass between defenders to a cutting player through the lane, headed for the basket, but everything ironed out and Ravens got two, and then on the upcourt play, Clark turns it over, a little double dribble. Here comes BC. 11-11 to go in the half. 13-10 Benedictine. Not real high scoring, but the Ravens like it that way. BC would prefer to have a strong defensive effort and have a feed in the middle. Hilgendorf, Hagen slaps it back off on top. Parker, LaRue, goes right side, Vanderwood. Now the shot off the glass and up and good from the right side. Benedictine, the bucket by Parker, and he's got 4. It's 15-10 Ravens. 10:45 to go, first half. Benedictine now hitting 46% of their shots on 6-of-13 shooting. Clark, 3-of-13 shooting. Here's a follow-away 3, way too strong. Benedictine will rebound it down to Bryson, up the floor. Goes left side, Parker. He doesn't even look at the rim for the three-point shot. Immediately went back out on top. LaRue, who cuts into the middle, misses the shot. The rebound is on the floor. Ravens cover it up. Vanderwood wrestles the basketball free. A couple of defenders swarm around him. And we're going to get a jump ball called possession. We'll go to Clark. And BC, let's see who's going to check back in. Right now, Coach is doing a really nice job. He's rotating a lot of guys in, looking for that combination that's going to work for him. And it's going to be Benedictine ball, by the way, not Clark. Benedictine's going to have this in. And Ezra back into the game. Vigafa will bring it into LaRue. Ezra will take it back, put up a three that is not successful. And here comes Clark. Luster has come back into the game now for the Pride. Cross-court pass stolen. Jack comes up with a steal. He'll run down the right side. The defender catches him from behind, but Jack's able to get the shot away and hit it. Vanderwood for two. And it's 17-10 Benedictine. We go inside 10 here in the first half. This game's moving along briskly. Falling away shot, right side, 8 foot, up and good. The bucket by Burnell. So Chris Burnell with four, and it's 17-12. We're at 9:20 to play in the first half. We're due Joseph for a media timeout. Baseline three, belt no. Rebound, Clark. They're going to run it the other way, but Benedictine down the floor very quickly. Three Raven defenders already set up before the ball got up the court, and so they're just going to spot up and launch the three and hit it. Lindauer with the three. And I'm telling you what, Lindauer has done a great job coming in off the bench as we go inside nine to play in the first half. Benedictine with a three-point lead, 17-14. Thinking about three, Larry does it. Now he'll step inside, put up a runner and hit it. Larry Parker the third with six. He's tied with Braden Belt for team scoring honors, and it's 19-14. 8.5 to go. This half is zipping along. No stoppages of play. Left-handed three. Got it for Park. That's biggie. And Lister gets his first points of the game, and it's 19-17. 8:20 to go in the first half. Joseph, we may not get that under 10 media break. They may just run this thing all the way down to halftime. As Jerome will start into the middle, back out on top. Hagan thought about the 17-footer, doesn't, goes left side belt. He goes three, gets fouled. He'll be coming to the line for three, and I suspect that will bring us to our break. We've got a timeout on the floor. We'll be back to the Ravens at the free throw line with 8:07 to play in the opening half. Benedictine in Dubuque, Iowa, leading the Pride 19-17.
The six-pack and a pound is now $2 off at Taco John's. But what's the right occasion to enjoy six crunchy tacos loaded with seasoned beef plus a pound of potato Olay's? How about date night, movie night, thousand-piece puzzle night, picnics in the park, picnics in your kitchen, camping, tailgates, anniversaries, bribing friends, bribing pets, bribing yourself, birthdays, holidays, and any day that ends in Y, to name a few. The six-pack and a pound, now $2 off, only from Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Download the app, earn free food.
We enjoy spending our Saturdays with you. Happy to have you along. You're on Care Radio. And I'm just looking to kind of keep an eye on who BC is going to be putting back down on the field here, on the floor, rather, as opposed to the field. 8:07 to go in the first half of the guys' game, and it is a 19-17 Benedictine lead. In case you're curious, it's a bit of a Dubuque heat wave right now, as it's like 12 degrees. Actually, I think warmer than it is maybe in Atchison. So, Dubuque, the sunny spot of the Midwest, 12 degrees outside. But again, a nice crowd, not as big as the crowd for the ladies game, but a really nice crowd here today. Free throw, first of three, is up and good. For Bryson LaRue. He's going to have a couple of more coming here. LaRue for three free throws. Second one is good. And we'll see if he can capitalize on the big opportunity here. Third one is good. So how about that? Bang, bang, bang. Bryson LaRue. Knock it down. Three free throws and the Ravens back up again by five. We're inside eight to go in the first half. 22-17, Ravens up front. Clark ended coming into the game again. 3-13 of the season. The Ravens are 4-13 of the season. A couple of teams having one of those kind of years that they are liking, they are hoping to be able to overcome this afternoon. Here's a feed into the lane. The falling away 14-footer is too strong, and the rebound is going to be swatted at. Just kind of like you're knocking flies off the screen door. Knocking it out of bounds is Jack Lehman. Jack's a big guy. I mean, tall guy, long arms, and when he makes a swat at the ball, there's nobody missing that. He's 6'9" out of North Sioux City. Ravens back up the floor with that 5-point lead. LaRue over to Ezra. Skips back out to Bryson. Behind the back pass. Preston for three. Well short. And the rebound all the way to the free throw line taken down by Clark. 7:20 to play in the first half. Clark for three. Well, there it is from deep on the left side. The shot from way outside by Lindauer. And this guy has been fantastic. 22-20. Ravens up front. We're now at 7 minutes to go. BC not doing a lot of fancy stuff, and that was a nice play into the middle as they got Gino back in the game. Corridori's back out there. They tried to pass it to him on the right side of the lane, and the defender, thinking that he was going to be agile enough to reach around to him and deflect the ball and subsequently come up with a steal for Clark, ultimately just kind of clanks into him and picks up a foul. The whistle is going to be on Lehman. So it will be Lehman's first foul. Jake Lehman. Ravens will bring it in and run the offense. Ezra into the lane. Defender had reached in. I thought maybe had tied the ball up, but Ezra was able to dislodge it from him. Bring it back out on top, and BC is going to reset the offense with the shot clock running away. 5 seconds for the shot in the lane. Oh, a pretty shot up and off the window, but good for Preston Reynolds. Preston with four. It's 24-20. And Benedictine again with a more than one possession lead at the 6.5 minute mark of the first half. Still a low scoring business here in Dubuque. Biggie will take it. Cross court pass left side, driving to the baseline. Ravens will double up. The kick comes back out on top where the uncontested three is launched and hit. 3-point shot by Lindauer. And this guy, what's that, 10, 14 is what I've got Lindauer for. 14 points so far today. Ravens back up court. Their lead trimmed to one. And now a collision in the middle and a foul is going to be called on Gino Corridori. Gino, I think, just kind of got tangled up with the defender, didn't get freed up, and with lots of contact, and we're going to get a timeout. Yeah. Let's take a break, Joseph. 5:57 to go in the opening half. It is the Benedictine Ravens, 24, the Clark Pride, 23.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust, the kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank, we're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community minded, that's my bank.
I'll tell you what, for Clark, as they come up court with the basketball, you can't say enough about how well Lindauer has played here this afternoon. He did not start in this game. Has come in off the bench, and he has gone 4 of 4 shooting the ball, including 2 of 2 3-point shooting and 3 of 3 at the free throw line. Hasn't missed a shot yet. Here's a baseline one for Clark that is off the mark. It is a Pride rebound, and the follow spinning shot is up and good. So nice quick turnaround shot, and Clark has taken its first lead of the game at 25-24. Shot for the Ravens from the outside. It's up and good. Vigafa for three. And Ezra, second three of the game, 27-25. And Benedictine, not trailing for 15 seconds, goes right back out in front. And we've got 5 minutes to go in the first half. The ball comes in the middle. It's going to be stripped away by LaRue. These teams having a little trouble hanging on to the ball. Really, the lion's share of the scoring has come from the outside, and here's a shot, no good. Biggie comes down with a rebound, and it'll be Luster up court with the basketball. Clark will take it all the way to the left side, go into the lane. Little left-hand spin, and the ball's going to be batted away by Gino. It's on the floor. Clark will have it, and is there a foul? There is, and let's see against whom this one is going to be called. Foul is going to be on Ezra Bygotha for BC. Ezra foul number one, Benedictine team foul five. Clark will be putting into play at the baseline with 4.5 to go, first half. So this game has really gone briskly. In the middle, from 13, the spinning shot is up and good by Burnell. Chris Burnell has a half dozen. And it is 27-27 at 4:20 to play in the half. Vanderwood, right side by Goffa, starts in, kicks it back to Preston. Rams having trouble getting in the middle. Now Preston goes in, and as soon as I say that, he'll split two defenders and lean back and put it up and off the window and good. Preston Reynolds with six. 29-27, Benedictine. 4 minutes left, first half. The lob over to the right side, falling away. Nope. Rebound, Ravens. Jack Vanderwood comes down with the board. Here comes BC. Jack's getting more and more playing time as this season is worn on. A running shot by Preston Reynolds goes up, but it's not going to go in. However, he gets fouled, and it's going to be free throws, I suspect, for Preston. Preston coming up 2 of 2 at the free throw line of the game, hitting 3 of 4 shots. He missed a three-pointer, but the rest of his shots have all been good. His first free throw here at this appearance is up and in, and he's now 3 of 3 at the line. One more shot coming up for Preston Reynolds. He hits it. So Preston, having a great start to the game, puts his Ravens up 31-27. 3.5 minutes left, first half of the guys' game. All the way to the left side, changing his hands with the dribble. The launch pass comes out on top. Preston leaps way upstairs to haul that thing in. He just picked it off. Looks like Mike Edwards just took that thing away out of midair. Brings it up the floor, and his outlet pass is going to be slapped away and knocked out of bounds. Benedictine, after they get the ball tracked back down, is going to have it in play at their offensive baseline. With 3 minutes and 22 seconds to go in the opening half, Benedictine owns a 31-27 lead over Clark in Dubuque, Iowa. BC looking in, brings it in over to the left side, Vanderwood, top side back over to the right, the three for LaRue, way short. I think Bryson may have underestimated the distance he was above the three-point ring when he let loose of that shot. Here's Luster with it. Biggie's pass swings out on top, taking over at the left elbow, driving in. Little underhand shot, unsuccessful at going in, but very successful in drawing a foul against Benedictine. It's going to be assessed to Preston Reynolds. Preston will collect his first personal foul. And Ravens have, what, 6 fouls? 6 fouls, 1 each on 6 players. And oddly for Clark, as they're at the free throw line here with Lindauer, who is, like we mentioned a minute ago, missed nothing, literally, has not missed a shot today. Kind of funny, the 10th season and head coach Jim Blaine for Clark has said, everybody into the backcourt. The only one on that half of the floor is going to be Lindauer. The other 4 guys have dropped back. Because they say, why do I even need to be up there? We're not going to have anything to rebound. As he hits, again, both free throws. Second one is also good. 31-29, Ravens by a pair. 3 minutes to play in the first half. Benedictine's going to bring Larry Parker back in. A little behind-the-back pass. The shot is up. Preston Reynolds for 2 more. He's having a huge, huge start to the game today. BC by 4. Now, the Ravens have never been able to put real big distance between themselves and the home team. But kind of like in the ladies' game, they've been able to maintain that lead. They've never trailed. Here's a feed to the baseline right for Clark. Buried that 3 from way out, deep in the right side in front of the Benedictine bench. The 3-point shot good by, oh, yeah, it's Lindauer. You knew who it was. Lindauer has 18 points, and we've still got over 2 minutes to go in the opening half. He's scoring a point a minute. That's a 40-point pace. Here's a ball knocked away. Ravens pick it up, and they're going to keep the offense alive. Pass over to the left side. It's going to be batted away by Biggie. Rescued out on top. Preston will start into the lane. One-hand push pass deep into the right corner, and they're going to say, Preston, as he was going to go with that push pass, took an extra step, traveled for the basketball. Ravens are going to turn it back over. 2 minutes to go in the half. Here comes Clark. They would love to take their first lead or their second lead. They led 25-24 for a moment. They'd love to take a lead back here. They're down by one. Here's a three. No. And there's no Clark player underneath the rim. Everybody, when that ball went up, everybody had started running to the other end of the floor on that missed shot by Eddie. And here comes Benedictine. I mean, I understand if it was Lindau kicking the shot. Of course you go back because he's going to hit it. But as Larry Parker will drive into the lane and go up with the shot, defender reaches in and Burnell is going to be credited with tying up the basketball and the possession gives it back to Clark. With a minute 25 to go in the half, Clark has the basketball, trying to get only by one. Pass comes top side, now to the baseline left from deep in the corner. I always thought that was the hardest shot in the world. When you take that shot from the baseline, you are behind the backboard when you take that shot. Braves are going to come up with a rebound off the miss, and we've got a minute to go in the half. LaRue out on top, driving in. The two-handed shot is going to not go in. And Larry Parker will have the miss lost out of bounds. It is Clark basketball. Just inside a minute to go here in the first half. Clark will bring it up, swings it right side. BC will get probably one more first half possession. Back to the left, starting toward the top, not a lot of room. Biggs backing away. Now way out of the top. Shot clock's at 9. Biggie with the basketball. Lester starts right, swings it left. The long three, no. Ravens are going to rebound it down. So there is 1 second between the shot clock and the game clock as we're approaching intermission. Benedictine with the basketball, leading it by one. Top side is going to be Parker. Larry starts in, no room there. Brings it off on top, skip pass over to the right side. The feed to the point, now to the left. 3-point shot, no. Rebound. Clark had it. Ravens steal it back. Driving in, no. Followed up, no. Rebound, Clark. Bond is all over the floor, no fouls called. 5 seconds left in the half. Clark brings it out of the right side. Goes into the corner. The launch, way short. Rebounded down as the half ends. What a flurry of activity as we got to the end of the first half. But no points scored, and the teams are taking a break. It's halftime for Benedictine. We'll be back to summarize for you how it's gone so far. Ravens 33, Clark 32.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
No matter if it's winter, spring, summer, or fall, your investment and retirement goals need to be reviewed at least once a year. Hamada Wealth Management has been helping investors plan for over 25 years. If you need to make your IRA contribution or just want to talk, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
Look at the first half, and you've got to break it down to scoring a little bit as we review the first half numbers and statistics here for Benedictine at Clark this afternoon. And for Clark and for Benedictine, the games have been scored in kind of different ways. Clark has got one guy who's doing all the lifting, and that's Lindauer. This guy's been fantastic. How about 18 points in the first half? And in fact, I'm sure to his chagrin, he missed a 3-point shot. So in the first half, Lindauer was 5 of 6 from the floor, 3 of 4 3-point shooting, and 5 of 5 at the free throw line, and did all that in 15 minutes of playing time. Following him after that, it drops off precipitously to Chris Burnell, who had 6 in the first half. Then it falls yet further. Biggie Luster, okay, and Stefan Vasek, each with 2. And that rounds out the scoring for Clark. For the Benedictine Ravens, it has been a much more balanced attack, led by Preston Reynolds, who's the lone Raven at double figures. He's got 10. 6 apiece for Larry Parker III, for Ezra Vigatha, and for Braden Belch. Bryson LaRue is coming to the game, and he has 3 points on free throws, and Jack Vanderwoot with 2 points in the game. Now, Benedictine, they had the lead, you know, with the exception of, I'm just looking at my score sheet here, about 15, 17 seconds, something like that, with about 5.5 to go in the half. They trailed by 1 point for a brief moment, but other than that, have led throughout the game. Clark has been doing that battle back thing, and Lindauer came in off the bench and just absolutely propelled them. But the Ravens didn't score late in the half. In fact, Ravens missed their last 4 shots. They did not score in the last 3 minutes. We have 2:55 of the first half. And it gave an opportunity for Clark to come back, but Clark did not take advantage of it. The Ravens didn't score in the last 2:55. Clark didn't score in the last 2:31. So neither team able to put much on the board. And, you know, when you've got a score like 33-32, and so you kind of project a mid-60s kind of a game for both of these teams, pretty low scoring. You'd love to give the defense credit. And so I think that we should. Benedictine in the first half as a team. Let's just see how are they shooting the basketball. BC, 12 of 28 for 43%. Clark, 11 of 28 for 39%. From the outside, the Ravens are 4 of 15. Clark is 4 of 16. Neither team has missed a free throw today. The Ravens have hit all 5 of theirs. Clark has hit all 6 of theirs. Turnovers dead even at 7. Rebounds, total rebounds, 1 different. Ravens lead against 17-16. So pretty close game. And let's look at the scoreboard. 1-point game at halftime. We're going to take a break. We're going to bring you the second half. Should be a good one. Coming right down to the end. Expect this one to be run all the way to the wire. But right now, we got a timeout on the floor. Halftime. Benedictine basketball as the Ravens in Dubuque, Iowa. We'll be back with the second half live. But right now, with that score, Ravens 33, Pride 32. We kick you back to the Care Radio Sports Studio where Joseph is going to take some great care of you.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
There's only so much that can be said here, literally, about Skyway Vapes at 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison. But the keys are this. The friendly, knowledgeable staff will lead you through the many lines of juices, the large variety of mods and kits, and some of the most affordable, reliable, and many-flavored disposables in the area. They have alternative vaping products, too. Wink, wink. Did I mention 90 varieties of wildberry incense and locally made beard oil? Skyway Vapes, downtown Atchison, 711 Commercial Street.
Good afternoon, and thank you for joining us for Benedictine Ravens basketball as the Ravens are on the road in Dubuque, Iowa, taking on Clark. We will be returning to the men's game in just a moment. Taking a look at the Care Country sports schedule, we've got JCN Girls Tournament action coming your way on Tuesday with games scheduled for 6 and 8. In Wednesday's Benedictine lineup, we've got the Ravens playing host to Central Methodist. Tune in about 5:30 for the women's game. The men should take to the court sometime right around 7:30. Thursday brings us to Sports Look, where Tom and Gus Kautz discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. Sports Look airs from the Care Country Studios and is coming to you immediately after the 5 o'clock news report, right around 5:15 to 5:20. JCN Girls Tournament action fills our Friday night with games at 6 and 8, and then Saturday brings us back around to Benedictine College Ravens Athletics as they will be on the road taking on William Penn. 2 p.m. is the scheduled tip time for the women's game. The men should take to the court sometime right around 4. I'll be back in just a moment with a look around the Heart of America Athletic Conference and the scores as I have them.
Ready to reclaim your active lifestyle? Amberwell Orthopedic and Pain Management Specialists offer joint replacement, injury care, chronic pain treatments, and more. With clinics in Atchison, Hiawatha, and Lansing, and procedures performed in both Atchison and Hiawatha, they're here to bring back your mobility. Say goodbye to pain and hello to a vibrant life. Call 913-358-0807 to schedule your consultation today. Your journey to wellness is closer than you think.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy, tastes good.
Taking a look at the Heart of America Athletic Conference in women's action, we have come to halftime in many of the games today. Grandview is leading Baker by 2 points, 33-31. Park is leading William Penn, 41-24. Mid-America Nazarene is trailing Culver Stockton, with Culver Stockton sitting at 38 points in the women's game, with Mid-America Nazarene ladies at 16 at the half. With just a couple of seconds left before the half, it is currently... Well, no, they actually just went to the half. It is Graceland at 30 points to Missouri Valley's 19. And in the final from the earlier game, it was a wonderful win for the Lady Ravens at 62 points to Clark's 61. Taking a look at men's action, we're currently the only game in action across the Heart of America Athletic Conference, with most of the games starting at 4 p.m. today. And the Benedictine men are leading Clark 33-32. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather eye forecast.
You thirsty?
I sure am.
Quench your thirst for an ice-cold beer or beverage at High Voltage Bar and Dance in downtown Atchison.
We have the cheapest and coldest selection of liquor and brews to scratch that itch.
Enjoy two floors of music and entertainment.
Hit the dance floor to live music on weekends and line dancing and karaoke on Wednesdays and Thursdays.
It's electric at High Voltage. See you this afternoon or evening if you're feeling right from 4 p.m. to past midnight.
Must be 21 and over. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 711 Commercial Street.
Are you confused about the stock market? Do you feel like you're taking too much risk? Do you just feel lost at times on what to do? If you are looking for investment guidance in these uncertain times, Hamada Wealth Management is here to assist. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management has been helping retirees with their income and retirement plans for over 24 years. If you are looking for some direction with your investment and retirement portfolio, they invite you to give them a call. They'll be happy to sit down and review your financial goals, make sure your investments are in tune with your objectives, and finally, make sure you're not taking too much risk. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's important to not just make money, but preserve it. To schedule your income and retirement plan review, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. High temperatures reach up to 7 above this afternoon under mainly sunny skies, winds out of the northeast at around 5 miles an hour. Lows dip down to about 2 above tonight, partly cloudy skies. More clouds than sun tomorrow, high of 30. Turning warmer Monday and Tuesday with highs in the upper 30s. Scattered showers possible both days. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Taking a look at the weather station located up on the campus of the Boys and Girls Club in North Atchison, we're sitting at 9 degrees Fahrenheit. Currently, we've got a relative humidity of 59%. We have calm conditions, so our feels like temperature is currently about 9 degrees. Our barometer is falling, sitting at 30.65 inches of mercury, and our dew point is minus 4 degrees Fahrenheit. We'll be returning to Tom Kautz courtside in just a moment.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Carly with BNP Propane. At BNP Propane, we want you to experience the utmost safety and climate friendliness with propane. Its clean nature minimizes emissions, ensuring a greener planet. Discover the versatility of propane in outdoor fire pits, tiki torches, grills, and generators, making every outdoor moment special. Choose BNP Propane for a sustainable lifestyle and unforgettable outdoor experiences. Call us at 785-364-3711 to learn more about how we can help you enjoy the great outdoors.
Joseph, that was great. Outstanding halftime. Appreciate that very much. And everybody else does too. Thank you. Joseph, our producer and engineer and halftime guru. As second half of this ball game gets set to get underway here this afternoon, it's been a couple of really, really close, entertaining games. The Benedictine Ladies, of course, just a short time ago, knocked off the number 4 team in the nation and undefeated Clark, who had a 22-game winning streak going all the way back to last season when they won the national championship. And the Lady Ravens snapped that today, 62-61. The Benedictine guys at halftime lead the Pride 33-32. So the crowd here today has just had a tremendously entertaining afternoon, although frankly for the great majority of them, disappointingly. So Ravens love to climb back on that bus and drive home with a couple of dubs here today. Let's see how that all shakes out. Both teams just having trouble scoring in this game. Benedictine led by Preston Reynolds with 10. Preston also the Ravens leading rebounder with 4. Carson Lindauer for Clark, 18 first half points. And Chris Burnell is the Clark rebound leader with 5. Clark's assist leader in the first half, Biggie Luster. Biggie with a couple of assists as we get going to the second half for Benedictine. By Goffa, Reynolds, LaRue, Belt, Corridori. And original starting 5 for Clark, going to be Luster, Burnell, Eddie, Lewis, and Lehman. Also, the starting 5. Lindauer continues to be the guy coming off the bench. Benedictine gets the first shot. It's up. Won't go in for by Goffa. Clark coming back up court with the basketball. And here we go. BC back on defense very quickly. Around to the right side, looking into the middle. There's not a lot of room there, and they'll kick it back out to the outside. Clark doing a pretty good job of just being patient, looking for the shot. Can't get it away. Rebound. It's going to be hauled back down by the Ravens. So here comes BC. They'll come up court with it. Over to the left side. Now the feet underneath the Geno. Head faking. The defender says, "You are not just going to lay that in on my watch." And so Corridori is going to be instead coming to the free throw line. Geno, he was winded up, man. He was going to like get a nice easy layup, and instead Burnell will collect his first foul of the ball game. It'll be team foul one of the second half by Clark. Free throw? Yeah. And Gino Corridori is on the board for the first time today. One more shot coming up for Gino. The guy's usually a pretty good free throw shooter. He's got his team in front now by a pair. 34-32. Looks it over, eyes it up, sends it on its way. He'll get them both. And a Colorado native hitting a pair. It is 35-32, Benedict, and we are 1 minute into the second half. Clark with the basketball. Ravens are going to press him a little bit. Benedict is going to force him to make a couple of nice passes. Now dribbling up the floor. The pass kicked way out on top. Nearly stolen by Preston Reynolds, but Clark able to recover it. BC by three. Shot clock's already down at seven. Pride with the basketball. They'll try to drive in, kick it back. The three looks good, is good. That was right on line and in for Biggie Lister. He will have his second three-point shot of the afternoon. We are tied at 35. 18:20 to go, and we're just starting over. Figafa skips it to the right side. Corridori starts left. Nothing there. Starts right. Puts it off the window and in. Gino Corridori. So Gino, after a scoreless opening half, has four to begin the second half for Benedictine. Ravens back up by two. On the left side, no room, and the Ravens anticipating the pass. That was a good defense by Braden Belt. And then BC anticipating the pass had put Preston Reynolds right in that lane, who can give him a chance to knock the ball out of play. It'll come back in again to Clark at the baseline. 18 on the shot clock, 17:58 to go in the game. 37-35, Ravens out front. Clark in a home white, Benedictine in the traveling black uniform. Pass over to the left side, shot clock at 10. Backing into the lane, pushing off with a forearm, now losing his footing and traveling with the basketball. Clark is going to turn it over. Jake Lehman just was trying so hard to work into the middle. And again, you got a 6'9" guy he dribbling the ball and trying to back into the lane. That's a tall, tall order. And Clark will turn it over. Here comes Benedictine, 17 and a half to go. Back it in, Gino. He's going to get two more. How about that? Corridori has shown up to start the second half. 39-35, Benedictine. 17:20 to play in the game. Clark starting off slowly in the second half, kind of like they did in the first, where it took them a long time to get anything on the board. In fact, it was almost 5 minutes, over 4.5 minutes into the game before Clark scored its first point today. Well, we are already about 3 minutes into the second half, and Clark has no points in the game. Corridori picks up a foul right there. Clark brings it in from the far side. The shot is up. No good. And Gino with the rebound. Corridori, by the way, two personal fouls. He's the first Raven to pick up a second foul. We've had hardly any whistles in this game. Driving into the lane, the spinning shot is up and partially deflected, but we will get a whistle there. And it's going to be a foul by the Pride. The foul is going to be on Lindauer. Didn't take long for Coach Blaine to bring him in. So Lindauer will collect his, second foul today. And for Benedictine, an appearance at the free throw line. Coming up there is going to be Bryson LaRue. Bryson getting a couple of shots. First one, no. And he hit his first three free throws of the game. Had a three free throw set up in the first half. Hit all three of them. Second free throw is good. And Benedictine now goes up 40-35. Clark into the forecourt. 16:45 to go. Still Clark. No second half points. Nearly having the ball knocked away from him from behind. It's loose on the floor. Rolling around. Goes out of bounds. Who touches it last? The official is down at the baseline and he's going to say that is Clark basketball. They will be putting it in from deep in the corner with 7 seconds to go on the shot clock. Ravens in front, 40-35. Heart of America Athletic Conference. Men's College Basketball here on CARE. He'll come into the right side, the dish across to the left from inside the block. The shot is up, partially deflected, and Benedictin coming from behind to make that block, picks up the foul. And this foul is going to be, again, on Gino Corridori. So Gino, who's, like, great in the first few minutes here of the second half, probably is going to come out of the game, having now picked up his second and third fouls of the afternoon. Free throw. Up. No. So the free throw by Lehman is no good, and Jake continues to look for his first points of the game. BC is going to bring Belt out of the game, and Jack Vanderwood will come back in. Jack's getting a little more PT as the season has worn on. One of the young guys on Coach Ryan Moody's roster. Second free throw. That's no good either. And Clark continues to not score in the early parts of each half. 16:27 to go in the ball game. No points for the Pride yet in the second half. Skip pass right to the block. LaRue comes out on top. Jack goes three, got fouled. He's coming to the line for three free throws. I think the foul is going to be on Biggie. And it is. Biggie will have his first foul of the day, and Luster, or second foul of the day, and Luster has 6 points on a couple of three-point shots. A free throw is up and will not go in for Jack Vanderwood. Jack has 2 first-half points and also a pair of very bright shoes, very bright blue shoes. Second free throw is good. Jack will have now a third free throw opportunity. 16:17 to play. This one, got it. So Jack hits 2 out of 3 free throws, has 4 points in the game, and Benedictine stretches its lead out of 42-35. And still, Clark is struggling to get points on the board in the second half. 4 minutes gone. Ravens up 7. Benedictine's largest lead of the game. I'm trying to look back through my numbers here. I don't see Mark. I want to say it was about 7. And now on the other end of the floor, the ball gets away. And again, the officials are going to have to go look for that thing and track it back down. You know, Benedictine led by 7 at 17-10. 15:56 to go in the game. 42-35, BC in front. It'll be Clark basketball coming in on the right side of the lane in their offensive end, coming in down to the baseline end. They'll bring it into the wing, rotate it out on top, work it between the circles there, kick it over to Vasek, and his shot is up, no good. Rebound tipped out, and you hear the buzzer. That was the shot clock going off, but that buzzer came well after the shot. So Benedictine, with a good defensive sequence, does not allow an easy look at the rim for Clark. And the Ravens are coming back down the floor on offense. Over to the right side, it's going to be Preston Reynolds. Has it knocked away from him. Jack's able to recover. Kicks it back over to Preston on the right side. 7.5 outside the lane on the right. Steps inside, rotates, goes up, rolls it around, and it falls in. Preston Reynolds for 2. Preston having a nice game. That's a dozen points, pushing the BC lead to their largest advantage of the day, 44-35. And that will bring a timeout by Clark. Joseph, let's enjoy the break. Coming in here at 15:18 to play in the game. Ravens 44, Pride 35.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
All right, with 15:19 to play, okay, in the game, Clark has 1 basket. In the second half, it belongs to Biggie Luster. Clark has not scored now in 3:17. Benedictine, on the other hand, has taken advantage of that lull by Clark and has hit three of his last three shots there on a 9-0 run over that same 3.5-minute stretch. And they have pushed their lead to 9, the largest advantage of the afternoon. Clark is going to bring it in, have it come out of the timeout, and we're just over 15 minutes to play in the game. Ravens back on defense, Clark with the basketball, trying to find some offensive punch that they just have not had this afternoon. The ball to the right side, out on top. That's a straightaway three, but it will not fall. And the rebound is going to be tipped and battled for. And Clark able to pick it up. That was a nice job of hustling after the basketball. Now it's going to be stripped away. And when we have a foul called against Benedictine on that steal attempt, we will. Foul is going to be on Preston. Is that right? Preston Reynolds is picking up the foul. At the free throw line for Clark, well, back up there is going to be Jake Lehman. He missed a pair of free throws a moment ago. Jake continues to look for his first point of the game in spite of having started. The first one is up and no good. And the second one, not going to go in either. Here comes Benedictine. 14:38 to go. BC with the ball. Top side is going to be Preston Reynolds. A left foot pivot. This is one of those gyms that's got the three lines, the three-point lines. Here's a BC three from the left side. Way outside. It's up and good. What a nice shot by Bryson LaRue. Bryson's a really good shooter, okay? Today, he is, all of his scoring has come at the free throw line. Kind of unusual in that that's where they have come from. Here's a three for Clark that is well off the mark. And on the rebound, the Pride will be called for pushing off beneath the goal. And Benedictine will have it back in. 6 minutes into the second half. Ravens with a 9-point lead. Here comes BC up the floor. The foul is going to be on Lehman, by the way, if you're keeping your scorebook at home. I suspect that you probably are. It'll be Clark team foul 4. Benedictine has committed 3 second half fouls. BC with the basketball. Reynolds, Ahmad Lewis, Jack Vanderwood, Bryson LaRue, and Hagen Hilgendorf are the Benedictine 5. Hilgendorf goes up with a shot. Can't get it to fall, and the rebound. He's kind of battled for it a little bit, but Clark able to pick it up. The outlet down the floor and a three-pointer from very, very deep from the right side is launched and hit. That was a real nice shot from way outside by Eddie. Anthony Eddie, he also started in the game and with that point gets his first of the game. 47-39, Benedictine, 13 minutes left. Ravens go topside to LaRue, back over to the right side. It's going to be Hagen, and the pass on the give and go back to Hilgendorf is dislodged, and Clark was going to bring it up the floor. 12:50 to go in the ballgame. Ravens with the lead, 47-39. Back over to the left side, driving into the middle is going to be Lehman. He'll be pinned down to the baseline, kicks it back out to the wing. Again, they drive to the baseline, cut across, and the ball is going to get out of bounds as the Ravens bump it out there. And for Clark, they have this affinity to drive the ball down to the baseline, outside the three-point ring, and almost, you know, you'd like to see little kids who drive to the corner, then get themselves trapped down there. Well, they do something almost like that, and then they go up the sideline toward the goal and try to cross over behind the rim, and that has not been successful for them. However, they do a nice job of clearing out on the inbound pass and up and in for an easy, easy layup by Vasek. Stefan Vasek will have point number 5 for Clark. And Benedictine is going to take a timeout as they get the ball to midcourt. Taking a break, Joseph, with the Ravens. Down to 12:28 to play in the ballgame. Benedictine 47, Clark 41.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend? Mueller's Locker Room. Locally owned and operated, Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods and great beer, wine, and spirits, you always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Ah!
Keel Center with Raven Basketball. Keel Center on the campus of Clark University in Dubuque. It's right in the middle of campus and right on top of a small mountain. And here's the thing. From here, any direction you go, it's downhill, okay? So, you know, you've gotten to the top. 12 minutes and 28 seconds of play in this men's college basketball game this afternoon. The Ravens with a half dozen point lead in front, 47-41. It's the Heart of America Athletic Conference in the NAIA. Happy to have you with us on Care Radio this afternoon. Ravens coming out of the timeout, put the ball in play, and topside with it is going to be Ahmad Lewis. Ahmad has started for most of the season, did not get the starting nod today, but has played considerable amount of time. Here's Hilgendorf with it over to the right side. BC passes it out on top, and now the ball's going to be batted away and lost out of bounds. Ravens are going to have it in, but Benedictine using that passing offense and moving the ball and moving it well, but not getting any shots away. And suddenly, they're going to find themselves putting it in play in front of their bench with 4 seconds on the shot clock. It will be put in play by Larry Parker. Larry's looking. He's going to have to find somebody who's going to be open very quickly. He'll take it over to the left side. The ball's going to be knocked away from behind now underneath, and the little wraparound layup is up and good. That was an athletic play by Jack Vanderwood. Not only was it athletic, but it was, you know, I think it was precipitated by some good fortune being in the right spot at the right time. You can never be in the right spot at the right time too many times. Here's a spinning shot from the right side. It's up and good. So Clark with a nice shot. The layup is going to be in. And that is 3 points this afternoon for Jake Lehman. 11 and a half to go in the ball game. 49-43. Benedictine still by a half dozen. BC would be satisfied, I suspect, with exchanging goals with Clark for the balance of the game. Now here's a pass across the lane. And that was Larry making a nice pass. Okay. Put it right in the hands of Hagen Hilgendorf, and it just shot right through him. Hagen looked at it, looked at the ball, looked at his hands, and, well, it goes out of bounds. It'll come back again to Clark. 11-20 to go in the game. 49-43, Ravens in front. Clark has been battling from behind for essentially the entire game. They had a 1 point lead for inside 30 seconds. Now down the left side of the lane, the shot is up. No rebound, offensive board, followed up. No rebound, Ravens. BC coming up with the basketball, and it's going to be Braden Belt bringing it up. Goes over to the right side. That's going to be Parker with it. Comes out on top to Ahmad. Lewis will swing it over to the left side. LaRue is with it over there. Bryson starts left, drives right, and now his pass is batted away by Biggie. Ravens are going to steal it back, and then it'll be slapped out of bounds. So right now we're seeing some kind of loose handling of the basketball a little bit as these two teams coming down to the last quarter of the game here pretty shortly. I think both of them realize a possible win, an elusive win, is in reach. It's 49-43 Ravens. Shot clock at 7 at 6. Benedictine has it in play. Now the feed will go in underneath, and it's in the hands of Gino, who has come in to replace Hagen Hilgendorf. And as Corridori gets the pass, the defender reaches in to basically hold him to the ground to make sure he doesn't get up for that layup. He will be Benedictine coming to the free throw line. The foul is going to be on Brunell. Chris Brunell's second foul of the game, both of which have occurred in the second half. And free throw number one for Gino Corridori, no good. Looking over the second one, it's not going to go in either. So Gino, who had hit his first two free throws of the afternoon, is now 2 out of 4. And with 10 minutes and 20 to go in the game, Ravens continue to hang on to that 6-point lead. Clark not having any luck trimming into it. Here's a shot from the lane from about 13. No good. Ravens are going to rebound it back down. Benedictine has scored 5 of his last 7 shots, and here's one in the middle, and Gino misses the jam. My goodness. Clark is 0 for its last 4 shots, but the Ravens haven't scored in a while. Hemmings Gordon going on 3 minutes now. Inside 10 to play. Little reverse layup, too soft and misses, and Benedictine rebounds it back down. Even an uncontested layup is hard to score for Clark here today. 9:40 to go. Ravens still in front, 49-43. BC's last score was at 11:22, and we're at 9:30, so yeah, it's been a couple of minutes since they put anything on the board. Back over to the right side, Corridori, hook shot, there's a roll-in for Gino. Gino gets the bucket, and the Ravens go up 51-43. 9:20 left. Here comes Clark, around the left side, all alone, wide open, three, rims out, Ravens board it down. We're getting way upstairs to clear down that rebound, Larry Parker. BC up the floor. Here comes Ahmad Lewis. Ahmad, first to the left, then to the right. Goes straight into the lane. Drives down to the right. Kicks it over to his teammate off the block. Gino can't get it to fall. Saves it, though. Puts it out top side. Left-hand free throw. No good. Three-point shot won't fall. And we're 8 minutes and 45 seconds to go with the ballgame. Pride back up the floor. Still trailing by eight. Hits an NBA three. Maybe plus some. No. Rebound, Clark. Another three. No. Rebound, Clark. Now, it's on the floor, and Ravens are going to knock it out of bounds. And once again, they'll stop play to track down the loose basketball. 8.5 to go, as this stoppage of play will bring us to our under 10 media break. Joseph, we're taking it right here. 8.5 left in the game. It's the Benedictine Ravens 51, Clark 43.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank. We're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community minded. That's my bank.
Well, if you like a lot of defense, I'll rephrase that. If you like low-scoring basketball, this has been a game for you. 51-43, Benedictine in front with 8.5 to play in the ballgame. Now the team's shooting the ball particularly well. The Ravens, 18 of 39, 46%. Clark is 15 of 44, 34% from the floor. From three-point range, Clark is 6 of 23 for 26%. The Ravens hitting 28%, 5 of 18. Each team hitting about 70 to 75% of their free throws, 10 of 14 for Benedictine, 8 of 11 for Clark. Each team is turning it over 8-9 times, and so that's kind of where we're at right now. Ravens with a little bit better shooting percentage, that's giving them a lead. Now here's a feed into the middle, and as the shot goes up, we get the Ravens, Gino Corridori, coming in very, very late. The bucket does not roll in, but Corridori does roll over the Clark player, and with that will collect his fourth foul on the afternoon. Corridori is going to put Burnell at the free throw line. And BC will make a duo of substitutions. We'll pick those up here in just a moment for you. First, we're going to see Chris Burnell. He has to score the second half. First free throw was good, but the second one was not. The Ravens are going to rebound it down. Benedictine in front now, 51-44. And we've got 8:15 to go. For Benedictine, Vigatha and Preston Reynolds back in the game with LaRue, Belt, and Parker. So BC's gotten less tall and more fleet. Although they did not score on that trip down. Here comes Clark. They'll feed underneath the rim. And as the pass comes to an unsuspecting Eddie, okay, Anthony Eddie was beneath the goal. Had no idea somebody was going to throw him the ball. And as they do, he grabs it. I mean, it was a reflex action. Had to catch the ball being thrown to you. Looks down. The official blows the whistle. Looks down. His foot's halfway across the baseline. And he's like, man, I had no idea that was coming here. Here comes Benedictine back up floor with it. It's probably been that kind of a season for Clark as they come into the game struggling at 1-11 in the conference and 3-13 in 23-24. Ravens have the ball. looking for a road win here today. They'll drive all the way across, kick it off on top, three, launched, missed. Rebounding it back down, it's going to be Clark. Back up court. Here comes the Pride, 7:20 to go in the game. On the left side is going to be Anthony Eddy. Top side to Biggie Luster. Biggie swings it over to Burnell, who goes in and up, and there's a bucket by Chris Burnell. Chris has three in the second half and nine in the ball game, and we're at 7 minutes of play. Benedictine has the ball up five, 51-46. But again, for the Ravens, been a while since they've added to their offensive score. Here's a feed down the baseline, and the Ravens are going to step on it and turn it over again. Coach Moody on his feet. Comes some words with his team, give him a little encouragement. You can see him kind of waving his hands, and well, you can't hear him clearly. It's like, it's okay, guys, just calm down. Just take a breath. Everything's going to be fine. 6:40 to play. And now inside that, as Clark comes back into the forecourt, Ravens by five. 13-foot turnaround jump shot is up and short. And that was a great rebound. I mean, getting way, way upstairs for Benedict and Larry Parker. He showed some great rebounding skills. Here's LaRue, left side, baseline three. No, it just hung on the rim and wouldn't go in. But the ball tipped out on top. Benedict is able to recover it, and the Ravens are going to reset the offense. 6:10 to go in the ball game. Up by a half a dozen. Ravens with the ball on the road. Coach Moody rotating the team, waving his hands. Then let's move a little bit, guys. Let's go show a little bit of vim and vigor. Here's a shot. It's up from in the lane. It's going to be up and good. Little shot from inside is going to be up and in. And that is Ezra Bygotha. Give him his 8th point of the day. 53-46. Benedictine at 5:40 left in the contest. Over to the left side with it. Driving on the left side of the lane. The shot is going to be rejected. And rebounded back down. The follow shot is going to miss. But we will have a foul, and I suspect it is going to be on Ezra, as he was the guy kind of in the middle, and he will pick up the personal foul. He was the only guy kind of close, so the logic dictated that it was going to be him, collecting his second foul of the game. Striding to the free throw line, it's going to be Lindauer. Free throw? Yeah. So the first free throw is up and good by Carson Lindauer. That's his 19th point. Now, here's what I'm not really quite able to figure out. After having scored, come off the bench in the first half, he scores 18. And this is his first point of the second half, and there's his second, and he just hasn't been out on the floor. Now, maybe, you know, maybe he's recovering from some kind of an injury and his playing time is limited, and I don't know. But a guy who scored and played as well as he played in the first half and not seeing much of him in the second half makes me think that, you know, there's certainly a good reason, and 10th season head coach Jim Blaine has a plan. Here's a 3-point shot by Vigoffa. Won't go, but the rebound is going to be slapped out on top, where it is recovered by Bryson LaRue, and Benedictine will reset his offense. 5 minutes to go in the ball game. Ravens with the basketball, leading at 53-48. The pass will go down to the baseline, and it will go off the hands of Corridori, and Benedictine turns it over again. Clark still within five, and 5 minutes to go. Checking in at the scorer's table, but not getting their time to enter the game right now. It's going to be Ahmad Lewis, so we'll get Ahmad in at the first opportunity. Over to the left side of the lane. No room there. Back out on top. Squaring up. All alone. The three is on its way. No good. And we've got a player for Benedictine on the floor kind of rolling around. And he is not right. And they're still playing on with nine. And he's out there rolling around, beating on the floor with his free hand. And now they're going to stop play. Joseph, we're going to take a break because they're going to have to attend to him. 4 minutes and 38 seconds to play in the game. The bucket by Clark was good. The score is now Ravens 53, Pride 50.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
As we come back, the Raven player has been helped get off the floor, and they're going to take a little bit of a look at him, and Benedictine is still huddled up and around the coaching staff over by the bench. And here we go, back out on the floor to see who coach has brought out there. Vigapa, Lewis, LaRue, Belt, Corridori. This is the 5-4 Benedictine. 4.5 minutes now to play in the game. The Ravens with a one possession lead. They're in front 53-50. Vigapa with the ball in front of the BC bench to the left hand dribble as he drives to the left. Now the Ravens are going to swing it around the outside. Take it to the elbow. Now knifing into the lane. The shot. Belt up and good. That was a pretty play by Benedictine. The layup is going to be up and good by Braden Belt. And Braden has his first point of the second half, his eighth point of the game, making it 55-50. We're at 4 minutes to play. Clark backs in, falls away, baseline jump shot, hits short, bounces up, and falls in. That was a great bounce on the shot by Burnell. So Chris Burnell having some real numbers now. The second quarter is drawing late. 3.5 minutes to go in the game. Benedictine once again by three at 55-52. Vigapa to the free throw line, dumps it over the left side, way deep in the corner. And Ahmad Lewis will dribble it back up on top, keeps the dribble alive, now scoots it underneath for Corridori, who's got four defenders on him and loses the ball. Can we get a foul or some kind of a call beneath the goal here? Let's see what this is going to be all about. They're going to call it a turnover. What happened? They're going to say it was a travel, ultimately. Corridori got the ball in the lane. Had a guy in front of him, so he was going to kind of move and step, sidestep him a little bit, but suddenly defenders just fell around him from all directions. There were four guys around him. It was remarkable. He was standing in the middle and ultimately shuffled a feet, turns it over with the travel, and here comes Clark. All alone, 3-point shot, set sail, good. How about that? We are tied. It's a 55-55 ball game with 2:50 to play. Clark has trailed for almost the entire game. They have battled back. They have kept it close enough to keep the Ravens within striking distance. And now Benedictine is going to take a timeout. Set the course for the last 2:46. Joseph Abreu. Again, 2:46 to play in this afternoon's men's game. It's Benedictine 55, Clark 55.
No matter if it's winter, spring, summer, or fall, your investment and retirement goals need to be reviewed at least once a year. Hamada Wealth Management has been helping investors plan for over 25 years. If you need to make your IRA contribution or just want to talk, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member of FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
Well, this game is going to be a lot like the ladies in so much as it's going to be a fantastic finish and close right down to the final wire. The Benedictine women winning it today by 1 point. The BC men are tied here at Clark with, 2 minutes and 46 seconds remaining. Welcome back, everybody. Joseph in the studio at Care Radio. Tom Counts with you here bringing you the ball game. Benedictine continues to be led in scoring by Preston Reynolds with his 12 points and his 5 rebounds also earn high marks. For Clark, it has been Carson Lindauer. He's come off the bench, scored 18 in the first half, 2 more here in the second. Biggie Luster has 7 rebounds, and Chris Brunell with 4 assists. Those are the high watermarks for Clark with just a little over 2 minutes left in the ballgame. Benedictine is going to bring it in play coming out of the timeout. We're back at it. Ravens with the basketball around the left side now. They'll start to drive into the lane. Back it in. No room there. Kick it out on top. I thought Gino might have taken that three, but he does not. Here's LaRue. Goes cross court. 3-point shot on his way. Halfway down. No good. Rebound Clark, and the Ravens will collide and commit a foul. Going just headlong after the rebound. Benedictin will pick up the foul, and it will be Clark basketball coming in for the backcourt. That is the Ravens' 6th team foul. The Pride also have committed 6, so both teams will now move into the bonus. The foul, by the way, is going to be against Gino Corridori. Up top side with it, Clark start to drive in. Now into the lane, the dish to the corner. 204, 203, the feet to the baseline, the shot. Batted away from behind, but his players fall to the floor. I suspect the defender coming from behind to try to swat that shot away is going to be whistled for the foul. And it's going to be on Gino. So Clark will be coming to the free throw line. And walking up there is going to be Lehman. Jake Lehman. He is 1 of 3 at the free throw line this afternoon. Corridori out of the ball game for Coach Moody, and returning to the floor for Benedictine Lee Hagen Hilgendorf. So it's Hilgendorf, Parker, Belt, LaRue, and Vigafa. That's the Raven 5 with 2 minutes to play. Clark at the free throw line. 1 of 2. No. And again, you kind of got to feel a little bit bad for Jack Lehman because he's just not able to get anything to happen for him at the free throw line. He's 1 for 5. And this one, 1 for 6. He misses them both. And the Ravens come down with a rebound, but we immediately have a whistle. Were there a couple of guys battling for that loose basketball underneath there? Yep, it's going to be a foul on Clark. This whistle is going to be on Anthony Eddy. So Anthony picks up his first foul of the game. Here comes Benedictine up the floor. 155, 154. We're winding it down toward the end of the ball game. It is a 55-55 contest. Really, really low scoring. But again, you only need to outscore your opponent by one. Doesn't matter how many you got, as long as you got enough. Here's a shot underneath by Benedictine. It's no good. Clark rebounds it down. Pride with the basketball and up the floor with it. They will come. Taking it across midcourt, way across the far side. Pulling up from 17. No good. Ravens with the board. And now as the ball is nearly stolen away, we're going to have a Clark foul. Benedictine had come down with the rebound. Diving in, Biggie Luster tries to steal it back, but instead picks up a foul, and that'll be Biggie's 3rd foul today. Probably less important than the fact that it is the team's 7th that's going to put BC at the free throw line for the 1-1. The front half is up and perfect. Larry Parker with that first half puts BC back in front by a point. It's now 56-55. We're down to 1:26 to go. Second free throw's up. No good. Ball rolling around, batted around. It's going to go out of bounds. No. Ravens are going to save a team in the backcourt. Racing into the backcourt. Ezra Vigafa corrals it before it gets out of bounds. And the Ravens in control of the basketball with 1:13 to go. Shot clock at 23. Now the BC is going to go to the four-corner offense. Vigafa in front of the scorer's table. You got LaRue in the opposite top corner. Vigafa will drive down in front of coach. Kick it out on top. Gets it there to Hagen. Little skip pass underneath, and the layup is missed inside. Belt couldn't get the layup to fall. And here comes Clark trailing by 1. It's 56-55 with 45 seconds to play in the game. 20 on the shot clock. Clark will have it up top side. No room there. Kicks it down to Biggie. Luster will drive across. Dump it to the outside now from the top. It's a 3 from the wing. Off, no good. Rebound tipped down. Vigafa has it. Ravens coming up the court, and Vigafa quickly grabbed And a foul on Clark. Going to put Ezra on the line at the other end. 31 seconds to play in the game. The foul is going to be on Burnell. Chris probably made a smart play there by fouling very, very quickly. Now, all three officials are kind of huddling up around center court. I'm sure there's a question. I'm sure Coach Moody's presented this. Said some kind of an intentional foul, which probably, yeah, but it was not like it was some kind of a flagrant foul, like he reached out to grab the ball. So BC's at the free throw line. Vigafa, free throw. Missed it. Rebounding it back down. It's Clark, and they are still alive. Here come the Pride. Shot clock and game clock simultaneous. They might as well shut that shot clock off. 20 seconds left. The drive across to the baseline. The kick to the wing. Starting into the lane, no. Three-point shot, right side. Off the mark. Rebound. Clark. Follow shot, no. And we have a whistle. We're going to get a timeout. Apparently, there's going to be a timeout taken before that last shot, and we're going to take it. We'll be back here, Joseph, with 14 seconds to go in the ball game. What a finish we've got in store. It is Benedictine 56, Clark 55.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Guys, for this game is everybody huddling up, making sure they're all on the same page for these last few seconds. Benedictine, the team huddled up around head coach Ryan Moody and associate head coach John Peer. Clark huddled up around 10th season head coach Jim Blaine. The three officials huddled up on the logo, making sure they know their assignments and what they're looking for and what they're going to do. We've got 14.2 seconds to go in the game. Benedictine will be putting it in play from the backcourt, leading it by one. First, they got to get in play. They can't. And they're going to take a timeout. That was a great job by Clark with man defense. And they were just swarming. They had blocked off every potential inbound avenue and did not allow BC to get it in very wisely. Ahmad Lewis says, oh, we got to get a timeout here. Ahmad, one of the upperclassmen on this team. He knows the score. He knows what's going on. And he gets a timeout taken. And Benedictine and Clark both have all kinds of timeouts left. They don't have a lot of time left, though. Still 14.2 seconds to go in the game. Next week, Aaron Carey, we've got, you know, more of everything. We've got high school basketball. We're going to be covering girls midseason Invitational basketball tournament action. So we're looking forward to bringing you those games. And of course, Benedictine Wednesday and Saturday. And tell you what, we're hectic. And the Ravens are going to have to pick up a Monday game. Don't forget, you'll probably have to add that to your schedule and pencil that in for the 29th as they're going to go back up to Lamoni and make up that game that was missed and rescheduled because of the horrible weather a week or so ago. Well, let's reset things here. Clark is on the floor with Luster, Lindauer, Eddie, Lewis, and Lehman. Luster, Lindauer, Lehman, Eddie, and now they're going to bring Burnell in. Okay, for Benedictine, it's Lewis, LaRue, Belt, Parker, Hilgendorf. Let's see if they can get it in. Now they do, and as it comes in, an immediate foul. And that was kind of interesting as they had come into Braden Belt. And the defender, that was Biggie, I think, running up behind him, just couldn't stop. Ran over him. Meaning Belt and Luster and the basketball, all three of them go tumbling out of bounds. And Benedictine is going to be coming to the free throw line at 13.5. So that took less than a second off the clock. And now both teams are making substitutions. And we're going to get another timeout. I just figured this much. Joseph, when we've got, six timeouts left and 13 seconds to play. These two teams are, they're going to be pretty liberal with using their timeouts. So here's what we've got. That foul was, we'll do that, do our due diligence here. The foul is going to be on Biggie. It is his fourth foul of the game. Benedictine is going to be coming to the free throw line, and as they come up there, it's going to be one of the best shooters on the team. Braden Belt is going to be at the line. Ravens are in front, 56-55. But both of these teams are not scoring points. Benedictine hasn't hit a field goal in the last 3:59, so it's been 4 minutes since the Ravens have scored from the floor. Clark has not scored at all in the last 2:49, so nearly 3 minutes since Clark has been able to put a point on the board. And when we get back here in just a minute, it's going to be Braden Belt coming to the free throw line for BC. Out of Andover Central, Braden Belt, one of the Ravens seniors for Coach Moody. Here we go. All the other Ravens in the backcourt, no, now two of them are going to step up. So BC is going to actually have a player on each side of the lane and two at the top of the key behind Braden Belt. His first one rolls around and in. It hits the back, hits the front, kind of dances on the rim a little bit and then falls in. It was not a thing of beauty, but it counts all the same. Braden Belt hits the first, earns the second. This one is up and it rattles right in. So Belt gets two. And the Ravens forge a 58-55 lead. And we're going to have another timeout taken. Again, these teams have saved them up. You can't take them home. You can't have them for breakfast, so you might as well use them right here. And if you're Clark, you got to be deciding, okay, how do I score three in this last 13 seconds? Well, there are a lot of ways of making that happen. But for Clark, now you're thinking, who do I have that's going to be shooting from the outside, okay? And you've got to just think Lindauer is the answer. You got Biggie Luster. Now, he's got four fouls, but he's still able to be shooting for you. And Biggie is 2 of 6 from the outside. So he is a possibility. Three-point shooting also, we mentioned Lindauer. He had a fabulous first half. He is 3 of 7, which means he hit his first three but has missed his last three three-point shots. Those are the only two guys who have hit a three. Wait a minute. Eddie has gone 2 for 5. So Lester's 2 of 6, Eddie's 2 of 5, and Lindauer's 3 of 7. No other player for Clark has hit a three-point shot. If you think your guy's going to maybe drive in the middle, get a bucket, and draw a foul, that's Lindauer's spot because he is 7 of 7 at the free throw line today. And he has hit half of his shots from the floor. So here we go. Ravens are going to apply pressure, not on the inbound, but as soon as the ball gets to play. Now the ball's going to be lost, and Biggie turns it over. Biggie Luster took the inbound play, was starting to drive up the floor, and I can only suppose took his eye off the ball for a minute to look up at his defender, and the ball shoots out of bounds into the scorer's table, and the Ravens are going to have it back at midcourt. What a break for Benedictine. And for Luster, you've got to feel really badly. Now 11 seconds to go in the game, and Coach Moody very quickly, Joseph, calls another Benedictine timeout. Now he's going to have to set the course for how the Ravens are going to handle this. How are they going to get these last 11 seconds off the clock? 58-55 BC in front. Ravens looking for a fifth win of the season and hoping to go to 4-10 in the conference. On the court right now for Clark, it's going to be Burnell and Lindauer, Eddie Lewis and Lehman. So Lister has come away. He's off. Benedictine is going to be putting in a play from the near side. Looking, finally lobbing it in. And now we have a whistle on the inbound. And they're going to say apparently a block or something against one of the Clark players. And now we got to wait and see what this is going to be all about. With 11 seconds to play. Are we going to the free throw line? We are. So Clark decides, okay, Ravens aren't, we're not going to just let them run out these last seconds leading by three. They're going to put Benedictin at the free throw line. This is Clark, team foul 10. So for BC, it is a double bonus, and they're going to get a couple of free throw opportunities here. You've got Ahmad Lewis up there. First free throw? No. It hits the front of the rim, balances, and then falls away. So Ahmad Lewis still looking for his first point of the afternoon. One free throw makes it a two-possession game with 11 seconds left. And again, the officials have really taken some air out of the ball. They're looking to make sure that they very carefully run these last few seconds of the game. And now, I'm not sure what we've got going on here. The officials have stopped play. They've sent both teams to their respective benches. One of the officials is over here talking to Coach Moody. Now, a second official is going to join him, talking with Coach Moody. The other official is over at the scorer's table, and I don't know if they're looking at something, reviewing something, but whatever it is going on is happening with 11 seconds to play. Benedictin hanging on to that 58-55 lead and an opportunity of what would for them be really, really nice road win here today. Now we've got two officials coming over to the near sideline, and Joseph, I know we might be going on just a little bit, but we're going to hang on to it for just a wee bit right here and let them get this sorted out, because they get the thing back to play. Those final 11 seconds are going to just come by pretty quickly. Ravens have not hit a field goal in over 4 minutes now. And Clark has had no points in the game in the last 2 minutes and 51. So at the end of the game, when you really think that you're going to have maybe, you know, you need your best foot forward and your most possible scoring, both teams are having trouble. So you also give that a little bit of credit to the defensive units. They're up there battling. They're giving it their best effort. The offenses might be, you know, feeling the pressure just a little bit. Ravens 20 of 48 shooting the basketball, 42% from the floor. Clark hitting 35% of their shots at 19 of 54. So Clark's gotten away a number of more shots than Benedictine. Ravens are 5 of 22 from outside. Clark is 7 of 27, and at the free throw line, BC 13 of 20, Clark 10 of 16. Both teams in the mid-60s percent wise at the free throw line. Okay, I'm still not sure just quite exactly what these officials are trying to fix or repair over here at the scores table with 11 seconds left, but I can imagine for whatever it is for Coach Moody, it's got to be extremely frustrating. I mean, here you are. You're trying to win. Tough game on the road, all right? You're down to the last 11 seconds. You're going to be putting the ball in play, and now we've got something going on that is going to interrupt your team. It's going to interrupt the flow of the game. It's going to interrupt the concentration. It's going to, you know, break a lot of that mental aspect of the game. And now, with all 10 players out of the floor kind of milling around, the trio of officials has come together among themselves once again out in the center of the court at midcourt. Both coaches are standing at the end of their coaching box, looking them down, trying to figure out, what are we doing here, guys? It is a 58-55 Benedictine lead. And, okay, I guess they decide that we are ready to go back to the free throw line. And it's going to be one more shot coming up here for Ahmad Lewis. And Ahmad has had to stand around for a long time thinking about this free throw, hoping to put his team up by four. Gets it. It rolled around and it went in. The only point of the night for Ahmad Lewis puts his team up by four. And we're going to get another timeout. Joseph, let's do this one. We're going to take this break with 11 seconds to go when the ball game is now. Benedictine 59, Clark 55.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful. in Atchison.
All right, here we go. Coming out of the timeout. Ravens have no timeouts left, so they're not going to do anything. Here comes Clark into the forecourt, taking it on the left side, right in front of the Clark bench, and running 3-point shot. Perfect! What a shot in a Clark timeout! Oh, my goodness. That was just driving down at Chris Brunell, running, and fires one skyward. And now it is a 1-point game with 5 seconds left. Clark is not done today. 59-58, Benedictin by one, with 5.7 seconds to go here this afternoon. This game is that important to both of these teams. They haven't had a lot of wins. Every win is just a big deal. And both of them want this one today badly. Next week, more basketball action here on Care Radio. And I would be bringing you updated scores from all the other games around, but there are no other games. The conference has got a full slate today, okay? I mean, that's for sure. But what we don't have, and we don't have any other games going on at this time, because this is the only 2 o'clock guys game this afternoon. So there's that. A lot of games are going to be going on after a while, later today, later this afternoon, one of them even coming up this evening. But right now, here we go, back out on the floor, and let's see what is going to happen here. Here we go. Benedict putting a play in the backcourt with 5.7 to go. Ahmad Lewis doing the inbound. Skip pass comes in, and Braden Belt gets fouled, 4.8. So it took about a second. That's probably pretty legit. And Braden Belt is going to come to the other end of the floor. And remember, now Benedictine has no timeouts left. Pride, they have won. 4 o'clock games this afternoon. Park is going to be at Penn, Missouri Valley at Graceland. Culver Stockton at home with Mid-America. Baker is going to be at home with Grandview. And then tonight, it is going to be Peru State and Mount Mercy. First free throw for Benedictine by Braden Belt is up and good. Belt knocks down the first one, and now Clark will take its final time out of the game. It is, we're going to hang on to it, Joseph. It is 60-58, Benedictine. 4.8 to go. So, full slate of games around the conference. 1 6 o'clock game, Peru Mount Mercy, and the other 4 games are at 4 o'clock with ladies games going on earlier. 60-58. Here comes Benedictine back to the free throw line. It's going to be Braden Belt. Now here's the deal. Braden's a senior. He is an excellent shooter, and he's a guy with a very cool demeanor. NC steps back out to the free throw line. Vicoffa, Reynolds, LaRue, and Corridori are out there with Braden Belt. Second free throw, he'll get them both. Braden Belt knocks in two. The ball comes in to Clark. 3 seconds. At midcourt, the Ravens trying to commit the foul. They don't get it done. The shot for three is up. It's no good, and the Ravens win it. Benedictine comes away with a very hard-fought win on the road this afternoon. And we'll be back to summarize it for you. Final score from Dubuque, Benedictine 61, Clark 58. We'll be back right after this.
It's time for the Amberwell Postgame Show on Care Radio 93.7 and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage begins right after this.
Ready to reclaim your active lifestyle? Amberwell Orthopedic and Pain Management Specialists offer joint replacements, injury care, chronic pain treatments, and more. With clinics in Atchison, Hiawatha, and Lansing, and procedures performed in both Atchison and Hiawatha, they're here to bring back your mobility. Say goodbye to pain and hello to a vibrant life. Call 913-358-0807 to schedule your consultation today. Your journey to wellness is closer than you think.
There's only so much that can be said here, literally, about Skyway Vapes at 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison. But the keys are this. The friendly, knowledgeable staff will lead you through the many lines of juices, the large variety of mods and kits, and some of the most affordable, reliable, and many-flavored disposables in the area. They have alternative vaping products, too. Wink, wink. Did I mention 90 varieties of wildberry incense and locally made beard oil? Skyway Vapes, downtown Atchison, 711 Commercial Street.
Well, it took a little bit of time, and nobody said it was going to be easy, but for the Benedictine Ravens, the longest road trip of the conference season is finished. And for BC, a huge win for Coach Moody and the men's program, 61-58 over Clark. Let's kind of recap how that thing went, shall we? First of all, for Benedictine, they had to hit the free throws down the stretch because they hit no field goals. The Ravens did not score a field goal in the last 4-12. So that was huge for them too. Step to the free throw line where BC ends up 70% on the afternoon at 16 of 23. Ravens had 42% of the shots from the floor, 23% from the outside on 5 of 22 shooting, turning it over 12 times. And for Clark, they hit 36% of their shots, 20 of 56, hit 8 of 29 three-point shots, and 10 of 16, only 63% at the free throw line. Recapping the scoring for you, first of all, for Clark, and I'm telling you what, coming off the bench, Carson Lindauer, 18 first-half points, didn't play a lot in the second half, ended up with 20 today. So Lindauer, the high scorer for Clark, matter of fact, high scorer in the ballgame this afternoon. Also in double figures, it was a big afternoon for Chris Burnell, 6 at the first at the end of the first half, another 10 in the second, 16 for Chris. Only two guys at double figure scoring. It drops off rather dramatically then as Biggie Luster had 6 and Anthony Eddy with 6, 5 at a ball game for Vosick and Lehman with 3, 2 for Cassell. For the Benedictine Ravens, huge games by both Preston Reynolds and Braden Belt, a dozen apiece, and the Ravens scoring balance is very evident here. Ezra Vigoffa with 8 points and Gino Corridori with 8 points. 7 and 8 for Larry Parker, 7 for Bryson LaRue, Jack Vanderwood with 6. And rounding out the Ravens scoring, it was a point on the afternoon for Ahmad Lewis. So for Benedictine, big road win today. Ravens now go to 5-13, and they are 4-10 in the conference. Benedictine ladies, huge win in game one this afternoon as they break a 22-game winning streak. And an undefeated season for Clark. Clark had not lost since they played Central Methodist last year, went on to win the national championship, were 16-0 before the Lady Ravens today knocked them off 62-61. So congratulations to the Benedictine men and women's teams as they notched W's here this afternoon. Hey, thanks for having joined us. Been a great afternoon for BC Hoops, and we look forward to talking to you next time. And until then, for our man Joseph, producer, engineer, and all-around guy to handle stuff, back at the Kent Radio Sports Studio, Tom Counts with you saying, so long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Postgame Show and Benedictine Raven Basketball, heard on Care Radio 93.7 and online at mscsports.net. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Hamada Wealth Management. This has been an MSC Sports production.